Sometimes when you include another person in your secret, you have to be ready for any bitter thing to happen. Especially if your secret is a secret that you yourself are ashamed of, and the person that knows your secret uses this against you, and they're an expert at blackmailing.
You jerk! It seems as though you don't want to get it! You'd better get the hell out of here before you make me show you my bad side, and then you'll go and introduce yourself to a psychologist, you crazy jerk!
I should go and say what?
To who?
To the psychologist. What should I say?
Don't say you're crazy. Say you're an idiot, that you're stupid.
Why don't you go and say it yourself? Sharam, you are very wise. If you weren't wise, I wouldn't be marrying your sister. Sharam, we'll become neighbours tomorrow, sharing the same wall, coming face to face. It's not right.
You jerk! Why are you such...
Don't say anything.
Goodbye, Mum.
Don't say anything.
If you'll excuse us.
Thanks for coming.
Many of the people around us get into a bind and we don't know anything about it. Farzad? What is it?
Huh? Nothing. I'm coming.
What happened?
Nothing.
Sharam, dear, I'm sorry I covered your mouth and put a bit of pressure on you. I was afraid you might let something slip out of your mouth and it would have been bad for both you and for me. Of course, you know, I'll rescue myself from the situation, but you and my brother-in-law, it would have been bad for you.
You're really strong, man.
Sharam, dear, once again, I apologize.
What the hell are you thinking that you want to marry my sister?
I haven't even had the chance to think yet.
I wouldn't even give you my sister's corpse.
How come? What's wrong with me? I'm well-dressed, I am handsome, I am a man, I have a profession. I do.
You have a profession? You miserable thief.
I don't have a profession. Who got 150 people to intervene so I'd do a job for him? Who was my customer? Huh? Sharam, dear, what's your profession anyway?
I'm an actor. I'm an artist.
Where? Where's your customer?
Well, I don't have a customer. That's not how our profession
how
works.
How come I've got a customer, but you don't have a customer?
It's because I'm not a thief. It belonged to me. It was my share. It was in my dad's hands, and I got it from
well,
him.
It belongs to me now. It's in the hands of other people, and they won't give it, so they forced me to take it like this.
Get going. Get out of here. Get lost.
Am I going or are you going?
This place is my home. You're the one that needs to go.
Very well, then I'll go to your father and explain to him what happened.
All right, man, go ahead and tell him. I'm really scared. It's just you'd better prepare yourself for the police station and jail. Hurry up.
Look, Sharam, dear. I'm a locksmith. I'm a keymaker. That's my profession. You're my customer. You came to the shop and you pleaded with me. You said you lost the key to your safe and I came here and opened it. I didn't know you planned on stealing. Here is my address. And here's my ID card. My driver's license, my birth certificate and passport. My name's written on all of them. I'll take your father to the shop and I'll explain it to him. I'll probably tell him that there's going to be a robbery.
Just hold on for a minute.
Very well then. Either partnership under my conditions, or a marriage to your sister, also under my conditions. Or else, never mind. I won't give you too many options to choose from.
All right, move over.
Where to?
If you don't mind, I'm going to go and give my child to his mother. It's just I'm locking the door on you because I don't trust you at all.
Sharam, dear. Bring some food back with you. Remember, I'm a vegetarian. I didn't eat anything.
Bring that bag and give it to me.
Uh-huh. You can keep the bag. Your dad wouldn't have given it to you. Sharam, dear, you've got the key, right? I want to take a shower and don't want you to be locked out. All right. Do you have a white towel for me?
Thank you.
Does a person lock the door of a guest room? Didn't you think your guest might need to go somewhere? Get up and go wash your hands and face. It's obvious you didn't sleep at all last night. Mom's made breakfast for us downstairs. And you don't need to hug the bag like that. The necklace isn't in there. I took it out to put in your room. Are you really an artist? Does an artist hold a stick in his hand? Violence? Getting physical?
Bhutan, please do one thing. After we have breakfast, quickly leave so I can have a long conversation with my family regarding this matter. I thought about it all night long. You've got the right, just like other young men, you want to start a family. Look, if their answer is yes, then I'll let you know myself. I'll get them to say yes to you. Is that good?
Oh, my, Sharam. Come on, man. Hurry up, Sharam. It's getting late. Mother! Hello?
Yeah, darling. If the doctor helps you to open a clinic in Norway, it'll be great. Then you'll be able to work and get your specialization.
Of course, it would be great. I also think it's really good. But I doubt they'll let us foreigners open a clinic over there.
Why? The doctor said he'll be able to get permission.
Yes, if it's just talk, it's possible. But I don't think he'll be able to actually do it.
The doctor can do it?
Well, yes, we doctors do a lot of talking, but, well, you can't count on what we say all of the time.
Yes, you've already proven it, that you can't be counted on at all. Here, darling.
Excuse me, but after all of these years, are you saying that I've said things and I didn't do them? Is that how I am?
Come on, you just said it yourself. Why are you getting upset?
No way, what I meant was, just like Hooten, I am a doctor.
Oh, right. You said all that so you could make this point.
But you see, it makes a person feel offended. Ever since he came here last night, you're constantly saying to him, doctor, doctor, doctor. It's as though I went and gave money and bought my doctorate degree, that it's fake and I didn't work for it.
Oh, my Fazer, are you jealous now?
What jealous? It's the truth.
Well, it's really bad. Look, forget about this. Did you notice something last night?
No. What was it?
Look, look at me.
Say it already. I'm listening to you.
Look, that doctor...
What's wrong with his neck?
Not his neck. His throat. His throat.
Well?
The throat. Yes.
Dad.
What?
Yes, I understood it too, Shadi. I do.
Goodness. I don't understand.
That doctor's got a lump in his throat for Shadi.
Well, just say it properly then. Say it properly. How am I supposed to know what you're saying when you just keep on miming?
If we don't want anyone else to find out, then we have to do it.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
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 Good morning. I don't know what's wrong with Sharam. He keeps insisting I come to your house. He didn't even let me eat my breakfast.
Well, you can have your breakfast here.
He's become all macho for me.
Huh? Sharam? That's really strange.
What's strange about it?
That he's become macho. He's not like that at all.
Actually, he is. Don't you remember our engagement ceremony and the things he did?
So you're trying to say that that was because he was macho?
No. Well, he likes to give a hard time.
And he really gives a hard time.
I'm truly grateful to Sharam, dear, that he has the cause of this really great deed, that I was able to become acquainted with you. I feel jealous of Sharam because he has such honourable parents.
That's very kind of you to say, Doctor. You're being too kind.
He's always been very ingratiating ever since he was a child.
Thank you very much.
Where are you going, Doctor?
Oh, the doctor's got a very important meeting. He has to get himself there. You're already late.
Of course. I wouldn't trade each and every second that I can be next to your mother and father for the most important meeting in the world. I'd like to have permission to stand in front of you, to stand up straight, to bow down in front of you, to take off my hat from my head and...
You're not wearing a hat right now.
I lost my mother and father when they were killed in a train accident in Venice.
Poor thing.
I have a sister who lives on the other side of the world. Therefore, please forgive me if I have offended you. If I'm not complying with the customs and traditions, and I've given myself permission to request from you to accept me as your very humble servant. If it's possible, I wanted to ask about Shadi. Nothing. With my entire being. With my entire being. To ask you for her hand in marriage, if it's possible.
Many of us in our lives become fooled by the nice things said and the nice appearance of others. It's not for nothing that it's said that a person believes the things they see. A person sees with their eyes and they analyze with their mind. Many people know really well how to make a person's mind stop working and disarm them. All that's needed is for them to keep the eyes busy, and then the eyes won't notice any of the warning signs. Therefore, the only source a person has to analyze with is their eyes, and sometimes, they sometimes become stupid. They become naive and only look at appearances. They quickly become enslaved by beauty and splendor. That's the way eyes are. And ears are even worse. They fall asleep with a simple lullaby.
You have to come and visit all the time, and if you're ever able not to come, it's not important. Send an invitation. We'll come to you.
What are you talking about? Nothing's even happened yet.
God willing, it will, Fazard. Oh, Shadi, I'm going to miss you so much, my darling. I love you
Shadi, so much, dear.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you so much. I love you so much. Oh, goodness.
Father, why are you crying?
Oh, my father, why are you crying? Are you upset that I'll be far away from you?
No, my darling, the tears of joy. Someone's finally been found so they can get married. That's why I'm so happy and crying.
No. What your father means is that it's not every girl that has such a suitor come for them. Isn't that right?
Yes, that was truly an exceptional translation. Congratulations.
What are you? What kind of creature are you? Didn't I tell you not to say anything, and I will bring it up myself?
Shahram, dear, what are you doing to yourself? Your sister can't remain single for the rest of her life. She has to start her own family, doesn't she?
With you? With a thief like you? What the hell do you want from me and my family?
Your health. Most strokes are caused by this useless stress. In the future, God forbid, you'll become incapacitated and deformed, and then you'll say, Hutan, why are your children so rude? When they see their uncle, they start screaming and run away. Is this right?
Shut your mouth! Shut your filthy mouth! I won't allow you to reach your goal. You'll have to do it over my dead body.
Look, Shahram, don't get physical. Instead of getting in a fight, let's sit down like two grown-ups and talk rashly about how we can sell that necklace, and I can start a dignified business with the money and make your sister happy.
Oh, goodness. I made a mistake. Help me, God. Rescue me.
Just look at my luck. Look at the brother-in-law I'm getting stuck with.
Get up! Get up!
Don't get physical. Come on. Don't get physical, Shahram.
Get up!
Shahram! But you, what are you doing to yourself? If you hate me, if you can't stand to see me, then fine, I'll quickly divorce your sister. But don't ask me to do this right now. I have to maintain my reputation with the family, maintain my credibility. Shahram, don't put a strain on my reputation. I'm pleading with you.
I'm going to strangle you.
Shahram, don't get physical. Shahram, don't get physical. Shahram, don't get physical. Shahram.
What's going on? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What did you do to him? Have you gone crazy, son?
You don't need to worry. I don't know why he lost control all of a sudden. If he'd come any later, he would have choked me to death. If I knew that he was really this sensitive about his sister, I never would have done such a thing.
What do you mean, sensitive, Doctor? You haven't done anything wrong.
I have to confess something to you.
Excuse me. I have to talk in private with Shahram. I apologize to everyone.
Yes.
Excuse me.
No, it's all right.
Yes. Apologize.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. It's private. Just the talk.
Oh, yes, of course.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I'll give you one chance so that your reputation doesn't get ruined or mine. If they don't accept me, I'll go. And I'll never look back, but I'll do everything I can to convince them.
I won't let you.
Very well. If that's what you want, do your best and I'll do mine. Are you in like a man?
I'm in.
Calm down. Shahram, dear, calm down. You've got the right. Shahram, I apologize. You've got the right, Shahram. I apologize to everyone. I ask everyone to forgive me. Excuse me.
Oh, what happened? Where are you going, Doctor?
I'm going back to Norway, the land of the hearts of ice.
Oh, my.
But why? But doctor, what happened?
Doctor,
did Shahram say something to you?
Hold on, Doctor.
Doctor!
Oh, don't worry about it, Shahram. I understand you. I completely understand you. It's hard for a person's closest friend to fall in love with his sister. Now, who cares if the guy's a doctor, huh?
So what if he's a doctor? We're not trying to start a medical building here.
That's right. We already have one, Doctor. That's enough.
Doctor's just an impressive word. The person you're going to marry has to be decent and proper.
Excuse me, are you trying to say that doctors aren't decent people?
Not all of them.
You mean I'm not a decent person?
Now, what made you think that you're not a decent person?
From the last thing that you said. Thank you very much, Sharam. Thank you very much. I'm really grateful to you. Thank you.
Man, Farzad. There you go. He's become all sensitive for me now. Thank goodness he left. Hello? 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 Shiva, Farzad. He left.
Shh. Who?
Bhutan.
No, they're over there.
What's he doing over there?
He's talking with Shadi.
Then he... Dad, why did you let him talk to Shadi?
Yeah.
What were you thinking? Why did you let him?
Oh, my.
You must know that over there, there's no tradition of marriage portion and such things. Unfortunately, some time ago in Norway, one of my friends was divorcing his wife. Then the talk of gold coins and marriage portion was brought up. The judge was really surprised. He was confused. He brought some of his friends to help him so that they could figure out what the transaction was about. Who's the seller? Who's the buyer? He was confused. My friend and his wife changed their minds because they were embarrassed. They changed their minds about the whole thing.
Yes. Well, I don't really agree all that much with these things, but it's
good
the custom. It can't not be.
It's our responsibility to put up a resistance against wrong customs we have to fight against.
Yes, that's definitely true.
Yes. My personal belief is that a man and a woman, after they get married, whatever they have belongs to each other. For example, to make it clear, if you have an apartment or land here, then after we get married, it belongs to both of us. If I have anything in Norway, it belongs to both of us. In fact, it's all yours. Excuse me, but the apartment upstairs on the left is yours, right?
Yes. Actually, not yet. After I get married, my dad's supposed to put it in my name. How come?
Sharam really loves you a lot. Ever since he found out I have feelings for you, he's been really burning up.
Really?
Yeah, he's really worried that I'll take you away from his family, from his city, from his country. I'll separate you. He told me I don't have the right to take his sister out of Iran, and I made him a promise. I said that I'd never take you.
You mean we'll stay right here?
Well, there'll be a bit inconvenienced here. There's upstairs, the apartment upstairs on the left.
But what's wrong with Norway?
It's really cold.
I don't think it's so cold that you can't live there.
I'm waiting right now to answer any question you might have of me that will help you to get to know me better.
Yes. I wanted to know if you live in Oslo or its surrounding area.
Why don't you listen to me? Why did you let them talk to each other?
That's enough. What's wrong with you? Why are you acting like a child? Have you gone crazy? Your mother's right. He hasn't done anything for you to be ruining his reputation like this, now has he?
But, Father, what I'm saying is that you don't know anything about that person. Why did you say yes to him?
Isn't that person an old friend of yours? Unless there's something fishy going on here, and then I'll know what to do with you.
No. I was friends with him 20 years ago. I don't know what's happened to him during these 20 years. Anyhow, I don't understand. Didn't you say yourself that a person who's been gone for 20 years could have changed in so many ways?
Yes, that's right. It makes sense.
On your life.
Well, yeah, you've said so many irrational things so that when you say something proper, you don't even believe it yourself. Yes, people can change, so. What do you know about this person's past?
I don't remember a lot, but I do remember he had sticky fingers. He was a thief.
That's great. Who would believe that a thief would become a doctor now, especially in a European country? This is what they call a huge and commendable change.
He was also a little bit vulgar, you know. He was
That's
really
great,
rude.
And right now he's become really quiet and eloquent.
Yes, he was also a little bit, not a lot, into knife fights. He was a nuisance to people's womenfolk. He'd roam the street.
And then, with what you know of this person, you went and brought him into my house where my family lives? You brought a person like that into my house?
Well, I knew that he had changed. Right now, he's become a decent person.
Well, if he's a decent person, then what's your problem?
Listen, Father, I'm worried about the cost of the dowry. The cost of the wedding and such things.
You don't need to worry. I know what I'm doing. That friend of yours, the one good thing about him is that he lives abroad. There's no need for a dowry or a really big fancy wedding.
I know what I'm doing.
Then you know what you're doing. That's good. Let's go.
It's better if you were not there. Your machismo has gotten you bent out of shape. I had a sister myself. I understand how you feel.
All of my problems are because of you. Hello, sir. How are you doing? Thank you very much. Today? Is it possible for me to not come today? No, I'm just a little bit sick. Thank you very much. It's very kind of you. The guys can do my parts in my place. Yes, yes. No, sir. I wasn't able to get the money together. Yes. Why give you the runaround? I made the suggestion myself. Yes, sir, sure. Goodbye. Hello, Sarouche. Thank you very much for that thief you introduced me to. Man, he's ruining my life. Huh? Just come outside for a minute and I'll tell you all about it. Where? Look, if you don't come here, I'm going to give myself, you and that guy away to the police. Well? No way, man. He's gone and asked for my sister's hand in marriage. Well? You better not be lying to me. I'll call you back.
We've done our talking. I've got no objections.
Wow, congratulations!
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
May you grow old together, God willing. Thank you.
I congratulate you, a doctor for a brother-in-law.
Oh, she's finally getting married. She's finally getting married.
Now, if it's really important, tell us too.
Yes, son. Say it already.
What? I can't talk to my sister in private for a minute? Man, why are you acting like this?
My darling, my dear son, you're emotional right now. You can't act in a proper way.
Man, what do you mean emotional? Why are you giving me a hard time?
Father, mother, please let us be alone for a few minutes, please.
All right. Come on, let's go.
Here you are.
Oh, you shouldn't have gone to the trouble,
Doctor. Help yourself, I insist. It was no trouble, Doctor. I'll be back in a minute, okay?
I'm very grateful.
You're welcome.
Shiva, come here a second.
What is it?
Look, I think that something must have happened for Sharam to be flapping his wings so much.
Well, Sharam's a bit sensitive about Shadi.
No way. It's more than just being sensitive. Something else has happened.
Like what?
I don't know, but the way Sharam is acting is really not normal.
Well, when has the way Sharam acted ever been normal before? He always makes a scene about everything. Look, once when Shadi was a toddler, she was in a baby walker and then she fell down the stairs. Sharam cried so much, he made such a scene that we could not calm him down.
What's that got to do with it? It's not like she's fallen from a baby walker, she's about to get married.
Yes, you're right. Getting married is a lot riskier.
You mean you're not satisfied with our life?
Right now? How hard did you have to think to come up with that?
Well, if you were me, what would you be thinking?
Nothing.
Of course. Well, that's right. You're somehow right. In my opinion, getting married is very risky. I agree.
It's really risky. Are you not satisfied with your life with me right now?
What were you thinking to have come up with such a thing?
Oh, please,
nothing.
Don't get up, Doctor.
Have a seat.
Thank you. Excuse me.
The mom and dad are here.
Sometimes we can so easily sidetrack a very important discussion with just one sentence. Maybe that's the reason that we can't help each other out at the right time, or that we don't even want to help.
Please have a seat. Please be comfortable.
Shadi, my sister, don't get married to that guy. You'll ruin your life.
How come?
I know him. He's a bad person. If you get married to him, you will ruin your life. Don't do it.
It's not good for a person to talk like this behind his friend's back.
Now you don't need to teach me about proper behavior. If he's my friend, then I know him. Don't be fooled by what he says, man. Don't get married to that guy.
I know why you're acting like this.
Really? Why?
Because you love me so much. You don't want me to be far away
get
from you.
Get out of here, man. You're delusional. If the guy was really a doctor and he lived in Norway, then I'd wrap you up and send you off with him. Cheeky kid. Yes, hello, Zarush.
Anything else? I'm leaving.
What? All right. No, I don't have an email. Oh, but my son Maziar does. Write it down. Chubby Maziar. Chubby. Yes, at gmail.com. Well. Yes. Man, what's that mean? The guy's about to become part of my family. You have to realize the situation I'm in. Should I give my sister to the guy? You want me to beat him up? Yes. What? The guy's a kung fu champion. That's why the guy's so strong. Yes, man, he kept beating me up. And then he kept saying, don't get physical. What? Are you serious? The police are after him? Oh, goodness. You don't know how happy you've made me. You should have said it sooner. All right.
Did you tell the police?
No, but if you don't get lost in the next few minutes, then I will definitely do it.
You know, with the deed to Shardy's house, we can do something so I won't remain in jail. Come out and get the locksmith business going, an honourable profession, so me and Shardy can have a happy life together.
You don't have a lot of time.
I'm afraid you'll get stuck with a bad brother-in-law. And not only will he destroy Shardy's apartment, he'll destroy all the apartments in the building. Wouldn't that be bad for you? With what I know of your father, he'll skin you alive.
I deserve it.
Don't you need me to give you some time to think about it?
What I need is for you to get lost. Get out!
Then at least tell Shardy that something urgent came up for me and I had to quickly go to Norway, all right?
Sharon was really lucky.
Okay.
He didn't think he'd be able to get rid of his thief of a friend so easily. And without giving himself away, it couldn't have been any better than that.
Hello, Uncle. How are you?
Hello, Nima. I'm not bad. What's up?
Everything's good. Uncle, Grandfather wants to talk to you.
What does he want? Did he say?
No, but he's really angry.
He's angry? How come?
Most of us, when we find someone at fault, in order to keep our own errors hidden, we ruthlessly attack the person who made the mistake. I wish we'd learned to see how much of a role we ourselves played in making this mistake coming about. This can be a really beautiful scene. But in reality, it's like this, the scene that we expect and have gotten used to.
So that's what the story was.
I don't want my coin.
Oh? Really?
Keep it as the deposit for the house that I'm living in.
Very well. Fine. The rent is 3.5 million tomans a month, in addition to the deposit.
That's too much. I'll leave.
Then go. Who gives a damn? To hell with it.
You filthy Mr. Chavanbach.
Just a minute.
No. Father! Father!
Dad!
Witnessing such a scene is practically impossible in our families.
روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو